This podcast is brought to you by Omaha Steaks, all-American steaks and savings with code word Howie. Go to omahasteaks.com and put in code word Howie in the search bar. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You have a White House that is wanting to say that there's not a crisis at the border, but the numbers don't lie.
This Biden administration cannot ignore what they ignited. Within 2 months, their actions creating a crisis on the border, which only harms the health of all Americans. They are moving these individuals in. They are encouraging. The DHS secretary has encouraged people to come. He says, we're not saying not to come, just don't come right now.
Make a run for the border.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
They're putting that stimulus check on the back burner. They're putting the minimum wage hike on the back burner. And they're dropping bombs in Syria right now. And those bombs are kind of expensive for a dude who owes me $2,000.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. You know, another issue that hasn't got nearly enough play is the fact that the mainstream media last week promoted this March 4th insurrection or erection, as Chuck Schumer would put it, against the federal government. All the QAnon armies, and there were armies, divisions, brigades, regiments, hordes of deplorables, irredeemables, Neanderthals were going to come down on the Capitol and invade. And the House didn't even go into session on Thursday. You know, that's no great loss there, right? No man's life or liberty is safe while the legislature is in session. Old saying, true saying. But still, they give them an excuse for another day off because QAnon was organizing. QAnon. So today, Red State came up with something. They said that what QAnon, if the mainstream media is going to believe everything that QAnon says, we need another group, the left-wing, the alt-left mainstream media, the Democrat operatives with press passes. We'll call it hashtag BlueAnon. BlueAnon. And let's just go over some of the theories, some of the conspiracy theories that BlueAnon has been promoting over the last 4 to 5 years. And as Brad Slager points out, you know, QAnon is just a few random nuts out there on the internet. Guys living in a van down by the riverbank. Whereas BlueAnon is the cream, so-called, of the mainstream media. So let's just go over this very quickly. We'll move on to things, but I just wanted to mention some of this stuff. But he says, the press has been so enamored over these conspiracy theorists that they've developed their own version, BlueAnon. The industry that strives to deride conservatives for allegedly being beholden to Q theories is actually borderline obsessed with conspiracies themselves. Here is the significant difference. While the hated Q hysterics derive from randos on the internet, in the case of BlueAnon, it actually involves crackpot theories pushed by the mainstream media. And then they give themselves journalism prizes for promoting these crackpot theories. Thus, to illustrate just how widespread these efforts have been, here is a list of just some of the wild claims we have witnessed being delivered in the press. You know, those people who despise conspiracy theories, beginning with the biggest, Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Number two, Donald Trump will fight to retain power. Trump will be a White House squatter. Trump will enforce martial law. Trump will use nuclear weapons to stay in power. And there are links to stories to the effect of all of these things on Red State. Trump could literally overturn the election. removing Trump by invoking the 25th Amendment. Now, that one goes back 4 years. That's an old one. Remember? Then there is number five, the Pence pardon gambit, the preemptive pardon. Pence would pardon after he was sworn in, President Trump, the preemptive retirement, unless Pence would buckle under all of the pressure to do so, leading instead to his resignation. Okay. Adding to the crackpot nature of things, at no time was Donald Trump accused of any crime for which he needed a pardon. Okay. Number six, the January 6th riot was aided by the fact that some Capitol Police let rioters inside. Okay. Number seven, members of the National Guard were a threat for secretly being part of the insurrection groups. Oh, that was a big story for a few days. Remember that? And there's one they didn't mention here. Members of the National Guard were attempting to infect members of Congress by not wearing masks in the cafeterias and all the House office buildings. Remember that one? That was Bill Keating, a Massachusetts congressman, was demanding that the National Guard put on their masks because he didn't want to be infected. The Pentagon was responsible for the National Guard delay in protecting the Capitol. That was from CNN. Number nine, the Postmaster General was following Trump's orders to derail mail-in voting. He should have been fired then because he didn't derail the mail-in voting very well, did he, as fraudulent as it was. Number 10, the president was stealing mailboxes or locking them up as a sign of voter suppression. Hey now, the mainstream media had pictures of this taking place and everything. That's because they were taking away mailboxes. You know why they're taking away mailboxes? Because people aren't using nearly as much first-class mail as they used to, even before the panic began. The internet had cut down way on the number of first-class mail. And so they don't need as many mailboxes as they used to have. Number 11, President Trump ordered postal sorting machines to be decommissioned ahead of the election. These dramatic images circulated in the press when they were, in fact, older machines scheduled to be replaced. The result was there was enough outrage that for optics, the postmaster halted all switchovers of the machines. Let's see. The acceptable claims of voter fraud. After the election, it was considered an outrage to question any voting results, unless, of course, there were accusations that Republicans were engaged in committing the fraud. Then there was quiet contemplation over the campaign. More blue and on theories. President Trump claims he caught COVID in order to promote his vaccine ahead of the election. Michael Moore. That was a Michael Moore special. Trump is faking his recovery and will be down for weeks. So said the doctors who were not treating him. Number 15, the president is far more ill than his team of doctors are telling us. This led to hostility and even calls to defund Walter Reed Hospital over a bogus story. So these are just a few. And Red State said, you know, if you can come up with more, we'll just print more of these. These installments of Blue Anon, Blue Conspiracy Theories. 844-500. Oh, here's someone just came up with one right now. Don't forget, Republican members were giving reconnaissance tours beforehand to rioters. That was being pushed by Steve Cohen, the congressman from Memphis, Tennessee, who now wants to decommission the J. Edgar Hoover building. I might go along with that one, actually. But remember, what was it, Boebert, Lauren Boebert, the new congresswoman from Colorado? She was taking her family on a tour of the building after she was sworn in, I think, on January 3rd. And Cohen breathlessly reported to all the alt-left media that he had seen her pointing out various points of interest inside the Capitol. It was her aunts and her uncles and some of her nieces and nephews, maybe her own kids. She's got three or four sons herself. 844-500-4242. Let's Taylor, let's send out a link to that article, okay? It's on Red State, okay? See if you can find it and just tweet it out. That's a pretty, it's a pretty damn funny story. And I have a feeling, just judging from the texts that are coming in, that there's going to be two or three more installments of the Blue Anon series. 508 says, isn't that the left just projecting again? Yes, that's one of the things the left does very well. They project. Whatever they accuse us of doing, they're usually doing themselves. 844-500-4242. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years. Because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Others, like commercial real estate, are losing ground. But if you've got residential property anywhere, now is a great time to sell, especially with J.J. Manning. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy, too, before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast at the highest prices, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Here's another one from 781. One MSNBC pundit thought we weren't seeing the First Lady in public because President Trump might be beating her. Oh, there were a lot of random nut jobs on MSNBC, especially on the weekends. Didn't Joy Reid say that people that conservatives would rather be able to use the N-word in public than get tax cuts? That was just last week. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. That's just nuttiness, I guess. Insanity. And by the way, has Joy Reid ever paid all of her taxes that she owed to Forsyth County in North Carolina and the city of Winston-Salem? I used to have to pay my taxes when I lived there. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie3. Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you saddened or gladdened the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill was passed?
I'm saddened.
Only 8% are happy about it.
You know, it's amazing how these people have been following this. That I don't think a lot of them follow anything in government or anything other than probably their local Facebook postings and other untoward websites. But they know how much money they're supposed to get as a handout. This was a pretty amazing. This was on CNN. I guess CNN has cut this out because it's too revealing of the Biden voter. But this is a guy. There's a little bit of it in the intro, but it's really amazing. This is a Democrat in Minnesota, and he's being asked about Joe Biden. Cut 11.
Young Democrats like Ben see a lot of promises unkept.
They're putting that stimulus check on the back burner. They're putting the minimum wage hike on the back burner, and they're dropping bombs in Syria right now. And those bombs are kind of expensive for a dude who owes me $2,000.
a dude who owes him $2,000. Can someone say loser? Loser? 844-500-4242. Here's another one. Trump hated the White House, thought it was a broken down old building. Yes, I remember that one. Some of these didn't last very long because they were just so absurd. 561, how about that Trump staffers were sending out secret white supremacy signals by making the OK signal? Yep, there it is. Exactly. How about the fact that Trump supposedly had a deal with Amy Coney Barrett to help him overturn the election, and that's why he was rushing her confirmation? How'd that one work out? We tweeted out the Blue Anon dossier, a link to it, so you can check it out and if you want to. And like I said, at the bottom, they encourage people to comment and give them other conspiracy theories. I have a feeling this will be the first of several installments. 844-500-4242. Here's one from 207 about the post office boxes conspiracy. I worked for the post office for 40 years. Think of the mailboxes as phone booths. When cell phones came into existence, they went away. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing. And then to show the trucks, you know, with all the rusted out mailboxes on them, like it was some kind of giant conspiracy theory. When if you do any kind of walking in your neighborhood, wherever you live, urban or suburbs, definitely, for sure, you're going to see mailboxes that aren't used, that are very, very seldom used. It's just it's a waste of effort for the guy to pull over the truck and stop it every day, once or twice a day, and take out one letter. It was ridiculous, and they made it seem like it was another Trump conspiracy. Blanche, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Blanche.
How you doing? Listen, it's just real quick about this whole no need for an ID to vote, no need for, you know, ID, but you need a vaccine passport. So my girlfriend went to go make a car payment at her bank, Santander, and she had cash. She doesn't have her license right now for reasons I won't go into, but she just wanted to make her car payment. And the teller said, you know what? You need ID. And she said, well, I don't have one, but, well, we'll let you make this cash car payment on your account right now, but in the future, you need ID to make a cash payment on your own account.
Well, Blanche, you apparently need an ID for any type of transaction, government or private sector, except for voting. Voting is the only thing for which you don't need some kind of positive identification, right?
Exactly. No, and it's disgusting. And here she is like, well, gee, you know, will you take my money or not? I don't want to be late with my car payment. But, but in the future, you better have ID to pay your own bill because you might be paying somebody else's bill.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, that's a whole other thing. All of these programs that are supposedly benefiting everybody are leading to unprecedented amounts of fraud, which we've been talking about. All these... You know, in many states, over half the applications for unemployment benefits are bogus. In California alone, I believe that $32 billion has gone out in bogus unemployment forms payments. And yet the person that's in charge of this program, which is rife with fraud, is now going to be the number two assistant secretary of labor, working under Marty Walsh, the soon-to-be former mayor of Boston. I mean, she's rewarded for utter incompetence. $32 billion lost to fraud, and she gets the promotion, just like Rachel Levine. Thousands dead in the nursing homes in Pennsylvania after they sent in the COVID-19 positive nursing home patients. And what happens? She's now the number two person, or going to be the number two person, in Health and Human Services. 844-500-4242. Don't forget about the water bottles that were sent to Puerto Rico after the hurricane that were left on the tarmac under the blue tarps. That's right. Yeah, Trump wasn't taking care of the Puerto Rican population that was devastated by the hurricane, but the bottles of water were just under the tarps. And he was also engaging in colonialism by throwing out paper towels to the citizens of Puerto Rico. All Trump does in the White House is watch the Guerrilla Channel. There's another one. That's a great one. I remember that now. I'm Howie Carr. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing, there are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands. So you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And it's time now for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Man, we can write the next version of the Blue Anon thing right here, right off the text line here. Another Blue Anon conspiracy. When President Trump didn't go to one of the war cemeteries in Europe, that was the Atlantic, a formerly respected news magazine. Now it's a blog site, basically. They reported that, and it's because he hates the military and thinks they're all losers. In actuality, his security people told him it was dangerous for him to travel via Marine One due to bad weather. Yeah, even John Bolton, who hates him, said that story was total nonsense. But it was promoted for months by Blue Anon, the conspiracy theorists in the mainstream media.
A lot of anonymous sources in that story.
sources in all of these stories we've been talking about.
Yeah, the anonymous sources are big fans of Blue Anon. I can attest to that.
All right. Okay. So what we do here is Grace goes and gets all of the fan mail and mash notes and all of the wonderful voicemails that people leave me and her to a degree over the week about the shows and also about our columns and postings, wherever, appearances on TV, et cetera, et cetera. But because there's so much love coming in all the time.
Well, yeah, Howie, especially when you're writing like four columns a week. I mean, you're giving me a lot of material here. I will say you get more of the written hate mail this week, and then we're kind of even on the hate-filled voicemails. Let's start with the one. I like to start with the strongest because it puts Howie on the defensive the most, and I think this one will do it. This is cut three, Howie Pedestrian.
Hi, this is Howie Carr, and I have a pedestrian work ethic. Kayla will be taking over the show again this Friday at 4 o'clock as I take yet another early slide to go eat chocolate cake and drool over Donald Trump.
When was the last time I took an early slide at 4 p.m., Grace?
Yeah, 4 p.m. is a little early, but the cake
part, never.
The cake part adds up.
I left at 6 o'clock because I had to have dinner with a business associate.
This is why
that was like three or four weeks ago.
Howie, this is exactly why I played this one first, because I knew it was going to get under your skin. All right, and now Howie wrote a
call. Especially when it's Charlie Parker, who's in Florida today. Charlie, get back to Massachusetts. People are waiting in line at the Natick Mall and Fenway Park and Gillette Stadium.
Howie, now I don't want to appear as a hater, but it would seem your Charlie Baker is slowly morphing into Biff Buffington. The two of them have a lot in common. All right, now, Howie, you wrote a column about the H.R. 1 bill, For the People Act, I think it's being called. And this person commented, well, Howie, after 4 years of relentless GOP voter suppression over overreach and hypocrisy, what did you think the reaction was going to be? Trump only voted by mail for decades while accusing anyone he didn't like who did the same of engaging in voter fraud. The traitorous GOP is only reaping what they sowed.
How was the GOP suppressing votes in the last 4 years, by the way? What, can I have a citation for that? Can we have some evidence? Or is this more... Okay, thank you. I thought as much. Okay.
It might be anecdotal. Another person writes, I think it's wonderful and that you are such a wine bag. I love it. I told every one of you Trump swabs he was going down. You all had so much mouth and bravado. You are deaf, dumb, and blind. Deal with it.
Does she have a job? Why am I saying she? It's a she.
It's a he, actually, sir. Don't.
It is a she or a he?
It's a he.
How dare you?
It's a he. Speaking of women, some people aren't loving this girl right here, Grace Curley. So let's do cut four.
Yeah, could I get some better writers or producers or whatever? And please dump that Grace Curley. She's just... This is a poor example of females. She sounds kind of like a bimbo, the way she speaks.
I'm a poor example of females. I think the most hurtful part of that voicemail is when she's trying to put her words together and she goes, she's just, I don't want to be,
She could use some better writers for that hate mail.
Exactly. Thank you, Taylor. Another person writes under Howie's column, Howie, the Karen of the MAGA world.
What? You think I'm the only one that's complaining about HR1 and all of the other crap that they're throwing up there? I don't think so. I don't even think I'm like in the top 10 for Karens of complaining about this stuff.
We shall see, sir. Another person says, what kind of man runs? This is your headline, Howie, was about Karens cowering.
Oh, that's right. This is the one when I said it's become a cult, and it's it's like a religion. And now the religion is starting to fall apart because they predicted the end of the world so many times and nothing's happened that the congregation is starting to drift off.
Well, Howie, some of the devout followers read this column and they weren't happy about it.
And are they ready to burn me at the stake?
They want you to repent.
You know what, Grace? You can't call me a backslider because I never believed in it to begin with.
No, you didn't. No, I know. I give you that. I definitely give you that. This person, Paul, who clearly practices, he says...
Is he devout, Grace?
He's devout. He's in this. He says, what kind of man runs a headline like that? First of all, in your defense, Howie, we don't write the headlines, but that's neither here nor there. He says, what kind of man runs a headline like that? It's as childish as Trump. And his immature name-calling. I don't see them cowering. I see they kicked the right's bleep and took power back. It's nice to have adults back in charge. Can we, actually, Taylor, just for the sake of this comment, can we play Biden explaining the COVID relief
exactly.
bill?
Exactly. That, great minds think alike, Grace. That's exactly my thought. Okay, here are the adults that are now in charge.
Vast just majority in case, of just, economists, left, right, and center, from Wall Street to the... Private economic polling initiatives.
Doesn't it bring you comfort and confidence to know that that's the adult in charge?
I think that, as I said earlier, Grace, I think that the average high school graduate knows that when you say from Wall Street to, the next two words are Main Street.
Well, you know right? Who loves Main Street? Who says it all the time, Howie? And I noticed this after months and months of watching press conferences.
Who?
Karen Pulido. She says on Main Street all the time. So maybe he needs to listen to a couple of her press conferences.
I don't think that would help him too much. Actually.
Okay, guys. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Truly the best bread. It's so delicious. Make sure you check them out at your local markets because you will not be disappointed. You will keep going back and buying more. We have a few more here, Howie. I'm going to play, here we go. Oh, Once again, you're being called a Karen, which I know you hate, but it is hate mail, so cut two.
Hey, Captain Karen. I can't wait for you to be deplatformed from the radio. Go belly up.
Go belly up.
Wow. All these guys, that guy doesn't sound like he has a trust fund, but he must. Or either that or he's on SSDI. He's one of the people that during the Trump administration did not find his way off of the SSI mammary.
Howie, another person wrote in your Karen Cowering column.
You see, have you noticed, Grace, that thing is still like at the top of the Herald after 3 or 4 days. That really drew blood.
No, I didn't notice. I don't check the rankings.
No,
I'm just kidding. I do. I might be number 8 right now, but who's counting? Another person wrote, Howie Carr, the real incredible shrinking man. This is my favorite hate mail of the day because it's just so poetic. Okay, here we go. Howie Carr, the real incredible shrinking man. Most people don't know he still exists, but if you really look and use high-powered magnification, you can still see the slimy little speck that is Howie Carr, eaten by his own bile and reduced nearly to nothingness. That's pretty good.
Except for the part about being slimy, I don't mind. I would love to be the Invisible Man. It would be nice not to have to worry about anything like that, you know?
But the
Bob Raines had a pretty good run there in that movie, didn't he?
Yeah, but the bile is just where it loses you a little bit.
The Invisible Man.
Howie Carr.
That's me. Think of me as Lamont Cranston. I have the power to cloud men's minds. I could become invisible. The shadow knows.
Oh, God. Okay. And lastly, this is one more for me, Howie, in voicemails. This lady calls in a lot. She's not granny, but she kind of sounds like her. This is called Hay is for Horses. Cut one.
This message is for Grace because it won't go on the Trump line. She never puts anything on that women say on the radio about her. Stop saying, hey, Howie. It's very unprofessional and very unladylike, Grace. Come on, get some class, would you? Please, don't say, hey. Hey is for horses.
Why are the women coming after you? One of them called you a bimbo, and then this one said that you're not ladylike. Why are you, is this confirming the sexist stereotypes, Grace, of catfighting among females?
Hey, Howie, I don't know. I really don't know. It's interesting, but I love that lady because one time she called me up and she actually, I think she owns horses, and she talked about how I don't understand hard work because she cleans the stables for her horses and I'll never understand that. So to her I say, hey, how's it going? Howie, that's all the hate mail.
Is her name Mrs. Wilbur?
Wilbur!
Oh, Mrs. Wilbur. Give me some more oats.
You know, Howie, I have to say, this hate mail has really included a lot of good voices. Besides John Kerry, and your Australian accent, we've kind of hit everything.
Thank you, Grace. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pantadosi Baking Company, as well.
Yes, thank you. All right, Grace, thank you for being with us, and we'll take your calls when we come back at 844-500-4242, and anyone named Wilbur will go to the front of the line. I've been on Balance 7 for 2 weeks now, and I cannot believe my energy. I've been feeling so good that some days I go for 3 bike rides. That's on the weekends. Now you ask, what is Balance 7? Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products and could be very skeptical of the claims, but with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold over 6 million units worldwide. Order any of the 1 month supply and put in code word Howie. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's balance7.com. Balance7.com. Code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
It's now like, I think, 37 days in the hole for that state trooper, Brian Erickson, up in the Rockingham County Jail in New Hampshire. And the clock is ticking on a FOIA request by the Herald to get information on another state police scandal. This one down, another one out of state, this one in Rhode Island. It's, we filed the FOIA last Thursday, so I guess it's about a week from today we'll be breaking that story, unless, of course, they decide to cough up the guy. We know the story. We know his name. He's disappeared from the payroll. We know where his wife works. We know everything about the story, except we just need to confirm it. But there's another state police. If you like state police scandals, there's another one coming. Probably a lot of them coming, but one that we specifically know about. A disappearing gun is what it involves. 844-500-4242. And I wasn't going to say anything, but 30 days in the hole. Whenever I hear that tune, it reminds me of Sergeant Erickson up in New Hampshire. Not getting too much detail work these days. His sister's, fortunately, she's still on the job at Logan Airport, F Troop. Wilbur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wilbur.
I wanted to say, Mr. Carr, that I think there's something we should be doing. We should take and go to the court, a district court with a favorable judge, on these unconstitutional Biden decisions, the decision particularly on illegal immigration. There is the only reason that we have a government and the only reason they have a shield from being sued is that they're operating in the public service. There is no
right.
way that what Biden is doing on illegal immigration has any benefit, can be shown in any way to be of beneficial to existing Americans other than a handful of rich guys. It just doesn't pass that test. So we ought to be able to take it to a district court and get a favorable decision and go up to the
Supreme
Court.
I wish there were any chance of that, Wilbur, but there, you know, there's no chance of that. They would the ACLU or La Raza, whatever they're calling themselves now, they would go in and they would say that you know, that these people are just merely seeking refuge from a political persecution, or as Jen Psaki said on Friday, political prosecution. Probably a lot of them are seeking sanctuary from prosecution because they're criminals. If they're like all the other illegals that came over during the Obama years, like many, so many, not all, but many. And I wish it were possible, Wilbur, to get that. But, you know, I think the fact is there's an uproar down on the border now, and even the Democrat politicians are up in arms, like Representative Henry Cuellar. And the Jen Psaki today said that they have to discourage them from coming for the time being. I mean, they have to discourage them from coming, period. We can't take in everybody in the third world and give them three hots and a cot for the rest of their lives. That's what they want. It's not possible. There aren't enough Americans working to provide for all the American deadbeats, let alone every deadbeat in the third world who wants to come over here. Thanks for the call, Wilbur. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, I got a suggestion for tomorrow's poll question.
Yes.
Do you think that we're going to see a State of the Union address before Kamala Harris takes over for Joe Biden?
You want my answer? No. What's your answer?
No.
I thought he'd last at least a year or so. I'm not even sure about that anymore. Are you, Al?
No, there's no way he's going to make it out of here.
I mean, the fact that, you know, today somebody said, why are you mentioning Baltimore? I'm mentioning Baltimore because it was on his schedule. I know a guy from Baltimore. He told me they were expecting him to visit today, and then he canceled at the last minute. He's been in Delaware. From Delaware to Baltimore is not that far, is it? especially when you have all the trappings of the presidency of the United States. I don't think it's a really difficult journey, but he couldn't handle it. Apparently, he went back to the White House. Thanks for the call, Al. Marlia, go ahead.
Yeah, perfect. Hi. I wanted to talk to you about. Well, I am liberal. I disagree with most to all of what you say. I think it's you're right to say it, and it's simple. And I like listening to you because it's a completely different perspective, and I hear from really people that I would never talk to in real life.
You would never talk to me in real life?
No, I would, but like I would never come across someone with your perspective in my world.
You've got to expand the boundaries of your world, Marlia. Please do so. But thanks for listening to the show. I'm Howie Carr.